William, a bit of a farcical end to the game, but we've won.
Yeah, it's a strange one. Obviously, the lights going out twice, coming off and then going back out for two balls and going off again. And then the rain came in, which we weren't expecting when the lights came back on. So, never finished a game like this before, but as you said, it's the most pleasing thing as we came away with a win.
And we looked very comfortable throughout. I thought it was a fantastic team performance.
Yeah, it was. I think the way the Seamers went out there and everything we talked about, they went out and executed that. So it's great that we have that depth in our attack. And whenever you got the likes of Dockers bowling one over and Sturlow bowled us three, potentially could have bowled us four, but we've got that depth in our squad with the likes of Stuart Thompson calling for overs and Mertz coming back in and doing a great job as well. So yeah, it's a pleasing thing for myself. You can throw the ball to any of those lads.
Big call to leave Andy McBrien out, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Like, he's been bowling really well for us over the last while, but it was kind of a horses for courses kind of decision. It was unfortunate for himself, but he understands that, and he's a great team man. But it wasn't a case of being dropped as such. It was a case of playing the attack that we thought best suited the conditions on the day, and I think we got that right.
Yeah, and word maybe about Ed Joyce, fantastic man of the match, a good partnership with yourself.
Yeah, it was. He's a cool head, and he played it as he had to play it, and obviously sacrificed himself there at the end, was trying to get on with it and finish the game a bit sooner, so it just shows the team man that he is.
And the Dutch on Friday, that's going to be a tough one, still needing to win.
Yeah, they've played some excellent cricket so far in the competition, so it's going to be a tough game, and obviously we know it's a stake, we win that game, we're through.